Hey, it's Sparky, 5:55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out live from the Wendy's Studios. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Within 24 hours after every Bucks victory, get yourself a free Frosty at every participating Wisconsin Wendy's. Purdue over Milwaukee, 84-53, down in West Lafayette. Joining us now, the Milwaukee Panthers men's basketball coach. He is Bart Lundy. And coach, kind of across the board, Purdue with their three-point shooting, rebounds, free throws, kind of did everything right in this one.
Yeah. We, I wish I could come on here and tell you we played well, but we didn't. We knew we needed to make some shots early to stay close, and they were 0 for first 10 from three. Sometimes when you play bad offense, it leads to some breakdowns everywhere else. And, that kind of spiraled on us, and, there's a lot to learn from. I thought we played exceptionally hard. We gave up 12 threes, which a little disappointed in, and obviously we fouled a lot. But watching this first half, they fouled a little bit too, just didn't get called for it. But we got a lot to clean up, but our effort was really, really exceptional. We've got good pieces. We just got to grow this team and get them where they need to be.
I determined that you should be allowed to play six players when you have to defend Edie, a mountain of a man. That dude is gigantic, man. I mean, 17 rebounds. I think he does that against about anybody at this point.
Yeah. I didn't think we did a poor job on him. You look at what he did. The offensive rebounds crushed us. Obviously, he got 10 of them. But what really hurt us when we had Moses Bowl, it was a 7-1 for us. We played him straight up, but then when we had to have someone smaller on him, we trapped him from the bottom side, and he threw. They got three threes on his cross court passes.
Yep.
So him developing that part of his game really makes him difficult to defend, because if he can, obviously he can see over you. And we thought going from the bottom side was our best chance to not allow him to see the court, and we tried to lock him down on top, and he could still throw it across the court. So that's tough to defend, and he's going to make a lot of money at this game if he stays healthy.
How crazy is that atmosphere down there playing in their arena with that crowd?
Yeah, it was really, really loud, and I thought that their crowd helped them. It sped us up offensively, because we had good looks and just didn't make any. And, you can tell when your guys are just a half a beat faster than they need to be. But for us, we got to play Iowa State on the 20th, and I think that atmosphere last night will help us prepare for that next next atmosphere we see like that. So, as much as I'd like to change what happened last night, it's a growth moment for our program, and I still feel really good about our team, and we learned a lot last night.
And then you get homecoming coming up this Saturday at 6:00. You get a Cardinal stretch for that one. So, again, another game to get yourself ready for that next test, Iowa State. And you're at home, get to sleep in your own beds, and it's homecoming, so the kids will be jacked up for that one. So you rebound nicely based on how the schedule is kind of set up.
Yeah. It's nice not to have to. That Purdue game was supposed to be our first game of the year, and it got bumped back a day, and we were able to throw the MSOE game in there. So, selfishly a little bit, I was happy not to have to start my tenure at Purdue,
right,
which I think they've lost one game in the last 2 years. So, that was good. And then, we sandwiched this in between Iowa State. So, it'll be good. It's our first time, and most of our players' first time playing in the arena. Through the recruiting process, we really sell the history and, how cool the old Mecca is and now Panther Arena. So it'll be an exciting day, and have all the UWM, alum come back. It'll be my first time through homecoming here at Milwaukee, and I hope, it's 200,000 graduates from here, and I hope that they take pride in, that degree that they earned, and will come out.
That I think is, is one of the challenges, I guess, that you have, probably, right? Because this city really hasn't been completely like going crazy for Milwaukee since the Bruce Pearl days. But we all know Bruce Pearl. He's the used car salesman. He's going to be the rah-rah guy to take off his shirt and paint his chest and do whatever he has to do in order to get everybody fired up. How big of a challenge do you feel that is for you, like you said, to get all those alum buying back in and showing up at games again?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to be able to beat Bruce Pearl, that's for sure.
Come on, take off your shirt, paint your chest.
Man,
I'll shoot video, coach. We got it. We'll put it on Twitter. Yeah. It'll blow up.
We could do that. Let's plan that out.
All right.
We're gonna put a similar product out there. You know, we play a similar style that Bruce played, and you know. You'd be amazed if you start winning games, people will take notice and they'll come out and, we'll sell it in our own way. And, I don't know that there's another Bruce Pearl out there in college basketball, that I can think of. So, maybe at some point we get this thing rolling. I'll think about taking my shirt off if I'm at the beach.
So. Dude, No. We got to make this a viral video. I think it blows up the internet. Everybody knows who you are. Plus, you got your bald head. We can paint that too. Oh, my God. This would be beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm
already showing enough skin. Bruce never showed that part.
That's true. You're absolutely right on that. Hey, I want to get your philosophy because obviously you didn't really build this necessarily, this schedule. What's your philosophy on the non-conference schedule leading up to conference play? Because, again, you're in a conference where pretty much you have to kind of win the conference tournament to get in. Maybe one other team gets in. More difficult than, say, the Big Ten or other bigger conferences. So how do you view the non-conference when you're building that schedule going forward?
I've studied it a good bit. And I look at what Gonzaga did in their early days. And they would play, what is now Power 5 teams, but they would play the bottom teams in those leagues to begin with. You know, obviously they're a different place now, but they would play the bottom teams in those leagues and give themselves a chance to win. And then you just got to get as many in college basketball. You got to get as many home games as you can get. So, one of the things I was a little, nothing against anybody. I stepped into this, but I had at Purdue, at Iowa State, and at Rhode Island were the only games that were scheduled when I took the job. I don't know what their philosophy was or that was a parting gift to me, but
nice parting gift.
This going into this next cycle for next year, we'll have a chance to test our own philosophies out in non-conference. I think you need to challenge your team, obviously. But you want to win games and, everybody talks about the portal and all this and players and but you want to give your players a good experience. And part of that is having a chance to win games. And as much as I would love going to Purdue, but nobody in the Big Ten can win there either,
Right.
So, I don't know that that's best for our program and, we'll approach it in a different way. And, we're through the Purdue game and, we'll go into homecoming. And since we took the job, we've got 8 games scheduled and 7 of them were scheduled at home. So I kind of like those odds a little better.
Yeah, that's a lot better. When you start talking about your style of play as a coach, because I remember back to the days, because I'm old, Dick Bennett's a coach at the Badgers, and you're running every second out as possible, and they're low-scoring, 50-some scoring games against Michigan State and all that fun stuff. And that was their style. And whenever they would get a team that could get up and run, it was more athletic like Arizona, I think they kind of licked their chops knowing they might have the advantage. With your style of play, of getting up and running like you said, like Pearl's teams used to do back in the day, do you prefer facing a team that has similar style to you than one of those slowdown teams?
I think playing against teams that have a different style helps your own team. It helps them develop. We've got to be able to impose our will and our style on the game. When you play slower teams, you got to find a way to make them uncomfortable. And, you know, part of our system and our style is to make the game a little bit messy. So, you know, I always look at those slowdown teams and, you know, coaches that really try to control the game. And, you know, they have to go to a lot of, against a team like us, they have to go to a lot of different options to keep that game under control the way they want it. And, you know, sometimes people are successful doing that. And I think for us, as we move along and we play those slowdown teams, it helps us because, you know, when you get to the end of the year, you've got to be able, even if you play fast, there are going to be times where you've got to grind out a half-court game to advance in a tournament. So, you know, we'll take pride in being able to play against any kind of style. But I really like to make those games messy and make those other coaches have, you know, no hair like I've got.
But we're going to be painting that head eventually. Homecoming game. I'll tell you what. This is what I want from you. If and when you all end up in the NCAA tournament, we get to do this.
Paint my head.
Paint your head, paint to the chest, the whole thing. If you all make the NCAA tournament, I think that should be the deal. I think your kids will go through a wall if they know they get that opportunity.
Oh, okay. I'll tell them.
I'm telling you, I'll blow it up.
We might go for the head. You can blow it up. We'll do the head. We'll get it rolling. They probably would like that. We'll paint my head.
Oh, my God, yes. I think people would be down for it in a big way. Again, 6 o'clock, homecoming game this Saturday. Cardinals stretch. Get to Panther Arena. If you haven't been there in a while, you know, Admirals hockey there as well. I love going to Panther Arena. And they've done such a great job making over the old Mecca from back in the day. Harris Tour has dropped a pretty penny into that thing, trying to get it all situated and right. And I think he's done a phenomenal job with it. And, again, an exciting product on the basketball floor in the Milwaukee Panthers. Coach Bart Lundy has joined us here on 1250 AM The Fan. Coach, thanks for so much for coming on, man, and look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
Sparky, I appreciate you, man. Talk to you soon.
You, man. Take care. There he is, Coach Lundy, here on 1250 AM The Fan, live from the Wendy's studios. Don't forget, after each and every Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. That's right. Get yourself a free Frosty within 24 hours at any participating Wisconsin Wendy's. And again, I've been telling you this for years, and if you haven't been taking advantage of it, that's on you. Get some French fries, dip them into that Frosty. So good. Talk to you next time, everyone. Toodles!